In Athens, people are working two and three shifts to complete hundreds of construction projects in time for the Olympics. Most of the focus has been on sports facilities, but preparations for the Games have also given the city of Athens a vastly improved infrastructure. NPR's Silvio Pagioli reports from Athens.
The new subway station at the central Syntagma Square is a welcoming expanse of clean white marble. Music soothes commuters who can admire display cases containing exhibits of amphorae, as well as the remains of a 500 BC aqueduct uncovered during the excavation work. Building an underground transportation network in a city that's 5,000 years old is a feat in itself. Other new infrastructure includes a new tram line, the largest cable bridge in the world, Athens' first ring road, new railway lines, and many new motorways.
It's been perhaps the biggest remedy that has ever been carried out on the city.
Nikos Kostandaras is editor-in-chief of the English-language daily Katemerini.
It is almost impossible to remember what it was like when everything had to pour through very narrow streets, very clogged avenues with traffic lights. Now it's a new city, and it's emerging day by day as the Games arrive.
With a population of about 5 million, Athens was long considered one of the most uncomfortable cities in Europe, chaotic and congested. Pollution was so bad that on hot summer days, hundreds of residents were hospitalized. Greece has long had a reputation for its elephantine bureaucracy, and Olympic projects were seriously delayed by an entrenched tradition of political infighting. But now the country is shedding its image of inefficiency and procrastination. 20 years' worth of new infrastructure have been built in the last four. Konstandara says the Olympic effort has put Greeks into contact with the world's best professionals in every field.
I feel that when it's all over and they go back into their private lives and are Greeks in the Greek system, I will hope that they will be much more demanding of the people around them, both in terms of the state machinery and the way people interact with each other. I think that the Olympics will have broken a kind of logjam in our minds.
Not everybody is happy with everything the Olympics have brought. Last week, a few hundred Greeks staged a protest demonstration. One woman urged Greeks to fight for their civil rights. She was denouncing the presence of more than 1,000 surveillance cameras which can watch people up to a mile away. Many Greeks say the monitors are an intrusion into citizens' private lives. Security analyst Thanos Dokos says people want assurances the cameras will not remain after the Games.
There is concern that maybe there will be a Big Brother system in place. And Greeks are not very sympathetic to such systems.
Nevertheless, the Olympics have engendered a new sense of collective pride. Despite a litany of criticism and doubts in the international media, Dokos says Greeks feel they've met the deadlines and reached the finish line.
We no longer feel an inferiority complex. And that changed our political culture as well. More European, if you like, more democratic, more transparent.
More modern, and at the same time closer to the ideals of ancient Greece. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.